Is to Shane Mumford, who joins us here on AFL Nation. Congrats on the first game of the year, Mummy, and it's a pretty significant win for the Giants this evening by 30 points.
Yeah, it certainly was. It's I'm getting a bit too old for this, I think.
No, there's no way you're getting too old for this. Now, we're just going to hand it over to Campbell Brown in a minute because he wants to go one-on-one with you, Mummy. He has been singing your praises since the first bounce. He's going to give you the three votes tonight. I thought you were tremendous, particularly in the first half. Obviously, your plan coming in was to be as physical as you could against big Brody Grundy.
Yeah, definitely. I knew he gets around the ground quite well, so I had to try and minimise his impact around the ground, which I think I managed to do. He was obviously going to win his fair share in the hit-outs in the ruck, but, my plan was just to try and get him around the ground.
Mummy, I thought your second and third efforts when the ball was on the ground was superb, but it appeared to me you were covering the ground really, really well. Tell us a little bit about how the body's feeling and, obviously, first game back. You must have done a pretty big pre-season because you looked fit.
Yeah, you know, I certainly have. I spent plenty of time running around on my own in the early days because I had a bit of a modified pre-season, as you can understand, with being 45 years old now. obviously not playing footy week after week. The body feels great. Coming in tonight, it was probably the best I've felt in quite a long time. So makes it easy to get around the ground when you're not playing week after week.
What was the build-up like for this weekend's game? We spoke here about you've obviously played in bigger, more significant games. You've won finals, but from the outside looking in, 0-3, lost your captain, lost some really important players, back against the wall coming to Melbourne to play Collingwood. This is a pretty famous victory for the footy club.
Yeah, we were certainly up against it. 0-3 is obviously not a great way to start the year, but to bounce back in the fashion we did tonight, like you said, with all them young kids, they've all certainly grabbed their opportunity, and it's going to be hard for guys to get back in the team when they are fit and firing again.
Who impresses you the most? I think Lachie Ash, I've seen play the last 2 weeks, and he looks like he's a 100-game player.
Yeah, he's going to be a superstar, Ashy. Massive fan of the way he goes about it. Brent Daniels was superb with his pressure. Bobby Hill down forward, his pressure. You could probably continue to name half the team. Toby Green's an absolute superstar, but we've known that for many years, haven't we?
We certainly have, and he was terrific tonight. You must be wrapped with the way that the leaders performed. I imagine that Liam would have put the acid on some of those players. Josh Kelly, Hopper, I think he's becoming a real young leader of the Giants, and Callum Ward was huge tonight.
Yeah, I was chatting with Wardy on the way off. He reckons it's 10 years since he's had that many possessions. It takes me about 4 weeks to get there.
Mummy, I've got to ask you about your decision not to go back and take the set shot, because it could have been the icing on the cake if you'd have just gone back and slotted one for 40. You just gave a cheeky little handball to Toby Green. What were you thinking?
40's almost on my distance now, and I was cramping my calf. So I was like, there's no chance of me kicking this. Here you go, Tobes, you have it.
What's your program going to be this year? Obviously, played the 10 games last year in the modified season. You've missed the first 3 weeks of the year. You're sort of a week-by-week proposition. Do you have a specific number of games this year that you want to try and get out for the club?
It's just going to be a wait and see. I always said at the start of the year, if I played half a dozen games and got our young rucks up and firing, I'd be more than happy with that. Obviously, what I want to do this year is to hand the reins over to them and leave the footy club in a good space with our ruck division.
Spoken a lot over the years about the orange tsunami. I feel at times, I don't know if it was conditions tonight, but it just felt like the way that you switched the ball and at times methodically moved it forward to that kick mark game. Is that just because of conditions and then you went long forward of centre, or is that just a slight tweak in the game plan where you tried to control the ball a bit more?
I think we've been trying to do it all year. It just sort of hasn't happened for us. The bigger ground here, a bit more space. Blokes were working in and out of the 45s there. Obviously makes it a whole lot easier to move the ball forward when blokes are working.
And Sydney next week for the Giants, Mummy. They've been in blistering form, undefeated. What has it been like up there, just soaking it in to see the other side of the competition from a Sydney perspective doing well? And how do you think you'll match up against the Swans next week?
It's going to be a tough game. I know all the young kids that were out here tonight are going to want to impress again, and we're going to have to put our best foot forward because the way they're moving the ball now, they've obviously been criticised for years about the way they move the ball. They're moving extremely well. They're defending well. It's going to take our best to beat them, but we certainly love a challenge.
And I think tonight, after your performance, Brownie's got you in the votes
somewhere.
Brownie's kidding himself.
No, mate, you were the most important and best player on the ground, and you've superseded Toby Green, even with his 5 goals.
I'll let Toby know that.
Good on you, Shane. Appreciate the chat this evening. Go and celebrate the win, and good luck for the season ahead.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Shane.